Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so very delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, the Guttmacher Institute estimated 1.13 million clinician-provided abortions occurred in the United States in 2025. This does not count self-managed abortions outside of the clinical settings. And so our theme for today is this: the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children will be Saturday, September 12th. And we wanted to tell our family to give you an opportunity for you to participate in advance. So you might be in your parish, you might be running a pregnancy medical center, and you do not know about this National Day of Remembrance. And we're going to have on our show Dr. Monica Miller, and she's going to share with us about what it is, the importance of it, the healing of it, and why we need to participate in it. Yep. So it's going to be a good show, an informative show, one that's going to empower us to be healers, where we as a community get to say before heaven and earth and under the earth and to our own very souls, Lord, have mercy. We're sorry for this awful sin in our land.
What a great blessing to have this National Day of Remembrance. I think it's the 14th National Day of Remembrance for aborted children. And to have over 200 locations throughout the country. You'll see, you'll go to that site, they'll tell you locations, well, what's happening there. Some of these locations have babies that have been aborted there, and you can pray there. There might be a ceremony that's taking place. If not, you can still go there. It lists other places that have monuments to the unborn. And again, it's just bringing home the reality that abortion is a reality. These are human beings. It humanizes them. Not that they need humanizing. We need to understand that it's a human issue. It brings it from an abstraction to a reality. And so if you've directly been involved in abortion, you've helped to support abortion, or maybe you're just an avid pro-life person and you're grieving in your heart, that there are these places where you can go to visit and be still to know that He is the Lord, that everything is in His hands, that these babies are in His hands, that we can grieve for our part in abortion, for never, it seems, doing enough there, and find peace, and to know that there is mercy for those of us that have not done enough, those who've been directly involved, so that that healing process can continue or begin as we go to these set apart locations, and to do what we should do for any human being, especially one whose life has been taken. They didn't simply die, but their lives were taken. And to repent of our own involvement or lack thereof, and to repent for the sins within the church and within the nation, within the world, that there would be a cessation to the taking of unborn life.
Well, we'd like to take a moment to make an appeal to remind you all that EWTN is only made possible through the generosity of viewers like you and us. If EWTN has strengthened your faith or blessed your family, we humbly ask that you prayerfully consider making a financial gift to EWTNmission.com so we can continue to bring Christ's message to the world. As Mother Angelica used to say, please keep us between your gas and electric bill. We can't do this without you. You can go to EWTNmission.com to make a donation, and we want to thank you for all that have already made a donation and for those that continue to pray for EWTN. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back. Well, our theme for today's show is to remind you all and to prepare you all for the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children that will happen nationally in our country. And we want you all to be ready for it. So we will have on our show Dr. Monica Miller. And I think, you know, we as a nation, we need to tell God that we're sorry. We need to remember the unborn and this travesty of abortion that is happening. And, you know, it's 2026. We've been in the fight a long time. Monica has been in a lot longer than us. And we have to keep doing this. This is a marathon, and we will do this until our dying breath.
Monica, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy once again. And thank you for your efforts over decades in terms of your commitment to the gospel of life and building a new culture of life at every level and in every way. It's a great blessing to have you with us today. And so tell us about the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. I think it's the 14th year taking place September 12th. And so why are you involved with this? As a matter of fact, you're one of the founders of this work.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be with you. Right, September 12th, so coming up in about 3 weeks, there's the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Babies. I'd like to let people know about the website. It's a great website, very user-friendly, nationaldayofremembrance.org. So if you want to find out where on September 12th, one of these memorial services is going to be taking place in your neighborhood, you just go there, you click on locations, you scroll down to your state, and everything is cataloged. It's beautifully mounted. Yes. Everything is cataloged where one of these services might be taking place in your neighborhood. We have about 200 of these services already. And by the way, there's still time. Yes. If you find a memorial marker or a grave site, an actual grave site, where aborted babies are buried, and it says host a memorial, well, you could do it, okay? You could actually organize one, and there's lots of resources mounted on that website. It's really pretty easy. You just got to get the word out, advertise it, get your email list. You're going to sing hymns, you're going to pray prayers, scripture readings, maybe sing songs and whatever. An hour, half an hour, whatever you want to do. So there's still time, yes. 3 weeks to actually organize one of these memorial services. There's hundreds of memorial markers at churches, at cemeteries, sometimes at schools, like at Franciscan University in Steubenville. There's an actual grave of an aborted baby there, right by the chapel. I think it's the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. So again, there's still time. So yes, this is our 14th year. Wow. And why is it every year on the second Saturday of September? Okay. Well, little story here. Let me put in a shameless plug for my book, Abandoned, The Untold Story of the Abortion Wars, published by, you can just get it out through TAN Books. Go to their website and you can find my book. Abandoned, the Untold Story of the Abortion Wars. Because why am I talking about my book? Because in my book, I talk about how we found back in 1988 the bodies, 5,000 bodies of aborted babies were left out on a loading dock at a pathology lab in Northbrook, Illinois. So our group, Citizens for a Pro-Life Society, with the Pro-Life Action League, the Pro-Life Action League is the other co-sponsor of the National Day of Remembrance. We spent the year of 1988 retrieving these bodies, photographing these bodies, and burying the dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have a front row seat as to what that was all about if you read my book.
Yep.
But in September, the second Saturday of September in 1988, we buried 1,200 of those aborted babies at the Holy Cross Cemetery in Milwaukee. So that's why we do the National Day of Remembrance every second Saturday of September and for the last 14 years. I think it's, when it comes to the aborted unborn, the only thing that a mere fraction of them will ever get is a burial. And if we don't remember them, if we don't honor them, if we don't mark their existence and the tragedy of their deaths, this is all they're ever going to get this side of heaven. So it's up to us to be there and to witness to their humanity, to call attention to the injustice that was done to them. And by the way, this, if you read my book, there's a chapter about one of the burials that we did, and we went back to the grave. We had some business we had to finalize with Holy Cross Cemetery, and you know, this is a mass grave, so it's big, and we had like six children's coffins that we buried. And we went back to the gravesite, and we saw that there was a stuffed toy bunny on the gravesite, and there was a note rubber banded to the paw of this bunny. Well, you know, curiosity got the best of us, so we read the note, and it was the cry of a woman who had aborted her child, crying out for forgiveness. I mean, it was like the babies were seeds that we had planted in the earth, and this was the fruit that this woman was begging her child for forgiveness. At the actual burial service that we did in 1988, there was a woman standing behind me, and again, this is in my book. She leaned over and she whispered in my ear, "This is the memorial service for my own aborted baby." So this can be a very healing event for women, even women who have had abortions, that they know that unborn children who were aborted are being honored, are being remembered. And then we have the opportunity to recommit ourselves to ending the Holocaust of abortion. So I hope people will come out September 12th. And as I said earlier, it's still time to actually do one of these memorial services. If you find a gravesite or a memorial marker that doesn't have a host yet, you could be that host. So there you go. Hope everybody will come out and participate.
Yes. Well, so very well said. And again, the site is nationaldayofremembrance.org. Your site is prolifesociety.net. And this is so profound, as you were sharing so eloquently and in so many ways. And, you know, Monica, we, as well as doing EW10 here, we run a pregnancy medical center in Birmingham. And I was sharing with, you know, some of our staff about this National Day of Remembrance of Aborted Children and explaining it to some degree as you did. And I said to them, you know, you really, if you haven't gone to this, you need to go. It's not only for, and maybe most importantly, those who've been directly involved in abortion, those who helped to make an abortion happen, grandmas and grandpas that may have helped facilitate something, or they're aching over their grandchild that was aborted. It's for people like you, Monica, and us, and those working in centers, those sidewalk counselors, to have a place of repose. We have a place of repose for the babies, but for us to come there and just, you know, being having fellowship there with the Lord and with this, with the babies buried there, or just as a whole remembering them, and to grieve and to continue that grief process, pray for an end to abortion. So if you're just a pro-life activist, you know, and you have a burden for this, you know, these places are for you. Over 200 locations. Go to the website, nationaldayofremembrance.org. And as Monica was saying, there's a host. So if you want to host something, you know, of a monument, you know, of a statue, or whatever it might be, you can help host that. But if there's not hosting going on, you still can go to these locations. So if there's not somebody there facilitating a ceremony, just go and be still and to know that He is God, and acknowledge, you know, the beauty of unborn children and the state that they're in now. They're not only buried, but somehow their souls are with the Lord, and, you know, possibly they can intercede for an end to abortion, intercede for their parents, intercede for the church, intercede for the nation. So this is a beautiful thing, Monica, that you helped to pioneer here among all the other things that you're doing. We pray God's richest
blessing. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate everything you're saying. I'm going to have to run because actually I'm meeting with a mom that I'm helping in Detroit. God bless you guys, and thank you for having me on your program.
Thanks so much for being on. God bless you now.
Bless you. Thank you. Well, you know, what you just said is so true. You know, we might not have had an abortion in our past, We may have had a family member. We may have tried to be an advocate for life with a friend or maybe a girlfriend situation like that. And just go to the website, find a place, and most Catholic churches, if not all Catholic churches, they have a monument for the unborn. Then you just go there and pray.
That's right.
Pray your prayers, bring flowers. Just sit there and be and cry out to God for mercy, for healing, and for forgiveness. And let that be the catalyst, if you are a post-abortive woman or a man, let that be the catalyst that will then begin your healing. Yeah. Because every pregnancy medical center, and we have over 65 of them in the state of Alabama here alone, every pregnancy medical center can refer you if they don't have in-house post-abortion healing. So if you're suffering from an abortion in your past and you've never told God you were sorry, it's a secret that you said, I'll take this to my grave, and a lot of people do. We want you to be free.
Yeah.
We want you healed, restored, and made well.
Don't take the secret to your grave. Take it to the grave of an unborn child. Mm. Take it to a place where there's a monument there. Deal with this now, and God wants to heal you and make you an eloquent spokesperson on behalf of life. Here's a prayer for those who've lost the child to abortion. It's one of the resources up on the website, nationaldayofremembrance.org. Let's pray. You have entrusted us to the care of one another and called us to be one body in Christ. You called us to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. Hear our prayer today for our brothers and sisters who have lost children to abortion. Help us to understand the pain that is in their hearts and to be a living sign to them of your welcome, your mercy, your healing. Help them to undergo with courage the process of grief and the journey of healing. Never allow them to feel alone. Always refresh them with the presence of your Spirit and of their brothers and sisters in Christ. Console them with the sure hope that your love and care for their children give them new strength, that even while they grieve what they have lost, they may look forward to all the good that you still have in store for them. Lord of healing and hope, give us all the forgiveness of our sins and the joy of your salvation. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Maybe that prayer was for you today. Maybe that's going to start your healing process. Maybe that's going to confirm the process that you've been in. So please go to the website now, nationaldayofremembrance.org. Find out where the locations are. This would be really good. You could be the judge whether or not you should go and bring your children, whatever age they might be. It's really good to bring it home. I remember the first time I saw a place where abortions were taking place, and they said, in there are so many abortions per day. I said, where? In there? I've helped to bury 30 babies in Montgomery, babies here up at the Shrine. And it's so powerful because it just brings it home. And it's a source of great healing and outpouring. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, now we're going to go to Joan Lewis to hear the latest report on the current events with Pope Leo. Now, Joan, how did the Holy Father celebrate the Feast of Assumption?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy from Rome. Now, it was another busy weekend for Pope Leo, and he's been in Castel Gandolfo since Wednesday the 12th for another little period of rest. Saturday, of course, was the big Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, and he celebrated Mass in the parish church of San Tommaso Villanova in Castel Gandolfo. And after that, he spoke to the faithful and prayed the Angelus with them in Liberty Square. Now, the Holy Father had a beautiful homily on Mary. He said, the church teaches us that Mary, having completed her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. in this mystery is the fulfillment of the most perfect grace that God bestowed on Mary in the Immaculate Conception. And he explained that Mary's purity of heart through God's grace leads us as well to heaven, noting how love, humanity's most beautiful adornment, love transfigures, transforms, ennobles, and lifts us up. It makes us light and free and feeling close to God. Now, at the Angelus, he continued talking about Mary, but he highlighted the iconography that depicts this event in church history. And he said the early iconography, by the way, he did say that this feast is felt throughout the world, and noted the large number of churches, even cathedrals, dedicated to the Assumption of Mary. But he said the first iconography depicting the Assumption, and the oldest, is the Dormition of the Mother of God. This is about 1,000 years old. We see Mary lying on the catafalque, and she is surrounded by the apostles who are venerating her in prayer. And in the center is the risen Christ, who's holding Mary's soul as one would hold a newborn. And then he spoke of more recent iconography, and he said this depicts Mary as we see in Revelation. She's in heaven, enveloped by light, often surrounded by angels and saints. And in the center is the glorified body of the Virgin Mary, according to what is said in Revelation. A great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. So that was Saturday, the Assumption. But then Sunday, the Holy Father said Mass at the shrine of Our Lady of the Rotonda, Holy Mary of the Rotonda. This was in nearby Albano, and he did this in presence of quite a number of poor people who were invited for the occasion. Then once back in Castel Gandolfo, he recited the Angelus with the faithful in Liberty Square. And at the end, Leo included a call for an end to violence directed against Palestinians in the West Bank. So on those words, back to you.
Thank you so much, Joan. Our sharing today was a very tender reality in terms of unborn children and burial sites and so on. I want to share a word from Teresa and Kevin Burke on forgiveness. It's the prayer of the church that all those who are burdened by abortion, they begin to find reconciliation and peace. Every member of the church is called to make known the great forgiveness of Christ. The church stands ready to be an instrument of Jesus' compassion to assist us in bearing one another's burdens. May the words of the gospel of life and our prayers and actions be steps on the road of reconciliation. That's our prayer for all those touched by abortion. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we're joined by Michael and Maria Ruiz Scaparlanda. They will be here to discuss the promotion of the cause for canonization of Blessed Stanley Rother and the new documentary that examines the life of Blessed Stanley. Remember, life, marriage, and family will prevail. Bye now.